Hello and welcome back to Ola the podcast with myself Lorna and herself Audrey. How are you?
I bother you when I am on.
I shoot you. That was so funny. Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but we posted one or two things there over the weekend. You might have missed it. I swear to God, right? Now I will say, Audrey, the reaction I got on Instagram was honestly probably the best reaction I've gotten from any of the videos I've done or anything like this. Like in reaction, you know, the reactions with stories, the amount of people getting on saying, Jesus, they actually thoroughly enjoyed our stories and all. So if you don't know, I don't know how you don't know, because we were very subtle about it. We were up in Dunboyne Castle Hotel in Meath because we were going to the Sparkle for Autism Ball. And the Sparkle from Autism Ball is hosted by Ciara Jones. Ciara Jones is an unbelievable woman, an unbelievable advocate for autism. Actually, on a personal level, I remember when Charlie was diagnosed, you know, obviously when I didn't have a clue about anything like that, she was very, very good to me. We were messaging through Instagram and stuff. And we still message, and you probably know as well, Ciara, she's some woman for a voice note, like yourself. And so we went up to the ball and it was such a lovely event. So Ciara made a beautiful speech about her son Gavin as well. Adam Harris was there. The whole point of the ball, it was kind of a fundraiser for As I Am, which is the National Autism Charity as well. And it was just such a lovely, lovely night. And, you know, a lot of parents of children with autism, you know, we very rarely get out. So it was so nice to kind of have a night like that where everyone's in this, you know, more or less the same boat. There's an understanding there. And it's probably, for a lot of people, it's probably one night of the year where they can actually go out and let their hair down and totally relax. And we certainly did leave our hair down anyway that night.
We did.
But Ciara, to be fair to her, so far, herself and her stepson, Michael, they do fundraising and they organise a run in the park and stuff in Phoenix, loads of different things. But to date, they've raised $250,000 for As I Am Ireland. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm actually in awe of her because, you know, I knew she was amazing, but I didn't realize just how much that she actually does. So she is just, I can sing her praises. And
the effort, I mean, she, like even in the run up to the ball, I'd say she got near a wink of sleep because she was 24/7, either with the raffle tickets or the, you know, there was just so much that she was doing right up until, and in fairness to her, she worked the room all night long as well. She's fantastic. I learned a lot. I really did learn a lot. I learned a lot from the speeches. I learned a lot from the little videos and the information clips. So for me, my eyes were, you kind of have educated me an awful lot, but I got even more from listening to all those people speak in the room as well.
And it was a bit emotional as well, listening to the speeches. I found myself a bit emotional, but also kind of uplifting as well. Do you know, as well to see how other people are getting on. Of course, it was, oh my God, I just think she's a powerhouse. But it was so good because they had Sparkle Band for it. They were brilliant. And then, do you remember the dancers? So the entertainment was the professional dancers from Dancing with the Stars, right? Which is great. Absolutely fantastic. But myself and Audrey were walking out to, we actually found a sneaky quiet bar. So, you know, we thought, we go down there and get our drinks. So we had to walk out past this corridor. And do you remember, I don't know, was it me or you? Probably me that started it. And we saw this fella. he had his shirt open down to here. And of course,
down to his belly button.
And so we went, hello. And probably a little bit louder. We were like, hello, hello. And then Ciara was like, oh, come in and get a picture. So there's actually pictures, I know of me anyway, and Ciara standing next to these, still didn't cop that they were the entertainment. These were like the professional RTE Dancing with the Stars people. I was just like, oh, you're dressed as lovely. But anyway, and then remember, I thought his name was Genesis. And it was going on Genesis, for a while going, yeah. No more, his real name Genesis, isn't it? And his name was Dennis, I don't know. Obviously, I need to go and get hearing aids. But anyway, they were absolutely amazing though, weren't they?
They were nearly as good as us. They were nearly as good as us. We did the river dance there and we got a great round of applause and we're actually booked in to perform at next year's event. So I'm looking forward to that now.
And actually our books are open now, limited availability now for 2024 if you need, you know, entertainment for a wedding or a cake sale or anything like that. We are available. So that morning, that was Saturday, right? So I had to leave the house at like 7:30 in the morning. So on the sat nav, off I went, right? Because I went to leak slip first. I stopped it. Audrey, I hadn't a clue. You'd be so proud of me.
You were all over the place. Yeah, you were everywhere.
I was in so many counties. And so I went to leak slip first to get the hair done. And then I came out looking like a labradoodle, all the curls and all. And then my poor curls, and they all go limp by the end of the night. So Audrey there was
I hooked you up with some.
She did.
Yes.
She's actually an unbelievable hairdresser. She's very handy with a GHD, is Audrey. And so Audrey had messaged me before we went up, you know, and she was saying, you know, bring a few Christmas jumpers or Christmas props, you know, and we'll get a few festive photographs and all this. So I was like, oh, grand job. So of course I threw two Christmas jumpers in the bag. And then as I'm going up, she's messaging about, we're going to save Christmas and I'm going to bring Christmas shirts. And what about a few weapons? And we can go down to the hotel and surely they'll have a Christmas tree and we can stop randomers to take our photographs. And I was like, what? And actually, we went in and they had no Christmas tree up in the hotel. I don't think.
I was disgusted.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they did? Oh my God. The content. Stop.
Maybe.
The content.
Weird as well, but yeah, I opened my. I wasn't staying over at all, but I did come with a suitcase, which was confusing to the staff at the reception desk. They're like, "And will you be staying this evening?" I was like, "No." Look at her down the face.
Yeah, are you staying?
Why are you here with the suitcase? Well, I'll explain all. There's a Thor hammer in there, a sword, a machine gun, a Mrs. Claus outfit, an elf, a few Christmas hats, some detective shirts. All right, so off you pop. So off we popped and oh, we had a great crack. We had so much fun.
I did think you were absolutely insane, right? But those outfits that you got them in Walmart. Oh, the most asked question is where did we get the outfits? You got them in Walmart in America, didn't you? Oh my God. So there we were in the hotel room, right? Suits on, doing a little few, you know, TikToks or whatever we were doing, like the cool people do. And next thing, Audrey runs out to the door of the hotel room because she thought she heard people in the corridor. And ran and goes, oh, we'll ask them now to take a picture. And here I was, Audrey, don't like. And in fairness, she opens the door and she thinks, sorry. Well, you weren't like, sorry. And these lovely women.
A mother and daughter,
mother and daughter. And they must have been looking at us going, as she got help us.
But they were so good. Talk about, like, they were, I opened the door, there was a mammy and daughter about to check into their room, which was directly opposite ours. And I said, sorry, I know this is a bit weird, but would you mind just coming in and taking a few pictures of us? We're trying to get some pictures. We can't get any good ones. And they were like, no problem. They came in. Then they helped us to clear off the bed because I had all the stuff strewn all over the bed so that we got a better picture. And I'm pretty sure we took about 20 pictures at different angles. So we had a full-blown photo shoot. The mammy was the director. The daughter was the photographer. We were the models. Yeah. So like,
oh, thanks very much if they're listening. But I wonder, were they looking going, Jesus, they're dressed like Christmas and they have weapons on the bed, then like the machine guns and Thor's hammer.
Only fans.
Yeah. But so that was that. And you know what? But when it was ready, then we had to kind of get ready and get into our dresses and all. And we were sitting there because, look, clearly we're two very classy ladies. So you know the little cups that you get for your coffee in the hotel? So we had a bottle of Prosecco in them and we were sitting down, in Audrey in her elf costume, me as Mrs. Claus, sitting there, and we were sipping. Like, do you know, we'd quite happily stay here now for the night.
But at that point, we had done dance routines. We had been, I jumped out of the closet. I was saving Christmas. I don't know what we were doing. It was very funny. But I had a sweat was pouring off me before I dressed on.
Went down, yeah. And then we were like, oh, for God's sake, we're going to have to go down now and like act ladylike and stuff. Not that we're not ladies like we were, but it was, oh my God, it was, I tell you, Audrey, I thought you were mad with the props, right? But afterwards, I was like, this has been the funniest night we've ever had in a long time. Like, but we thoroughly enjoyed it. It was such a laugh.
Then watching back, the fear, like, I didn't get full-blown anxiety the next day. I normally do, for anyone listening, after a night out, I could have the best night out, but the next day, I second-guess it all. I didn't need to second guess anything because every feckin' moment of the night was documented on Instagram. I was able to just capture, it was like someone at CCTV. I was like, oh, there we are.
Oh, like, God.
Oh, but it was hilarious. I really had such a good time. And it was just good, clean fun, singing, dancing. Yeah. I showed my child the video of me with the guitar and he just laughed out loud, like, while I'm jumping up and down with the guitar.
Oh, yeah. Audrey, that was hilarious. Like, Jesus. And you wouldn't mind, Audrey still had her heels on for all this, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, well. And then had the Crocs on for five.
You did, yeah. She put the Crocs on then for five. But I never knew you were such a fan of Five, you know, the band Five. You went a bit berserk there when they came on, didn't you? You were like,
anyone now, come on, they must have heard of the Five Mega Mix. I knew the words every single bit of the whole shebang. And I've met Five Well, they've since their restraining order kicked. I've met them several times because, let's face it, they're not that much more famous than we are. I met them a few times. I met them when they did the big reunion tour. I met them. They performed at some rugby club out on the south side of Dublin. I met them there.
Really?
I met them a few times. Yeah. So, like, I'm like proper Five fan.
Yes, you're actually friends with them, like. Actually friends
practically them. Best friends, yeah.
But it was a great night off, though. We'll have to took a lot out of me. No, I have to say, like, the next day, and I was like, oh Jesus Christ, the thoughts.
How you drove park, home, like, God love,
come
you,
here, yeah. I got lost. Will I tell you, did I tell you what happened? I never have been on to it. Tell you what
no, but when you came on your page and it was like 4 o'clock and you're like, yeah, just in the door there, I was like, yeah, where did she go?
Yeah, wait till I tell you what happened, right? So I was too late for the breakfast in the hotel, right? So I said, you know what, now have the shower, whatever, get ready to go, right? And I said, there'll be a garage down the road. I was going to go in and get a big dirty breakfast roll, right? Colin, I'm not even going to apologize if you're listening. but anyway, I came out of the hotel, right? And the clue where I was going, I said, I won't bother now with the sat nav. I'll just, you know, look for a garage, right? Surely there's a garage around. Audrey, I don't know what happened, right? So then I pulled in, turned on the sat nav. And for some reason, you know, the way the sat nav, it comes through your Bluetooth.
Oh, recalibrating stuff.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't hear anything. So I was trying to watch the map while driving. And now this time I'm already a little bit like, ooh. So anyway, driving away, I ended up in Nace anyway, right? But still hadn't gotten a breakfast roll now at this stage, not even a can of Coke, right? No, Nace is a fair bit now from where we were, like, not massively, but into Nace anyway. Then there was a road closed, which sent me on a diversion, right? And after all my trying to watch the map, do you know why I couldn't hear the bloody sat nav? The what? Volume was down on my phone.
Oh.
So I literally was like, so I ended up pulling in. I couldn't find a Sentra. I couldn't find a garage. I found a Circle K. They had no hot deli food. So I was like, this is a disgrace. Like,
oh.
I mean, you can get a chicken fillet roll in every second shop in Cork. So I don't know what the hell was going on up there, right? But anyway, in the end, I typed in McDonald's and to the Google, and that was miles away as well. So anyway, past the Sentra, I said, in there. I think my eyes were clearly bigger than my belly, right? I went in, I ordered €20 worth of, like, hot food. I got a chicken fillet roll, I got hash browns, I got wedges. And then I couldn't eat them. So I literally had half of the chicken fillet roll. I was like, oh, I can't, I'm full. And so, yeah, it was very disappointing. So then by the time I actually got home, stopped another one or two times, like, for a cup of coffee. And by the time I got home, I think it was, it's about 5 o'clock, I think, by the time I actually got home. Like.
When you were up, I was actually going, did she slip into the Bermuda Triangle?
I was only down in Dungarvan, but I tell you, I went into bed last night and I slept like a log. The alarm went off at work this morning and I was like, no.
I know.
Yeah, so do you know what?
But it was worth it.
It was totally worth it. As well as an old age or what, are you just get like, probably because I'm not used to actually going out that often anymore. That I was.
And it wouldn't be normal on a night out to be river dancing, to be up and down to the room, to be jumping out of wardrobes, to be out on the balconies. Like, it was not a normal. It was not your average night out. Full blown karaoke sing along session at the table. Like, there was every now and then I'd look in and go, Jesus, what was that? What were we doing? And it's something else. So like, it wasn't your average. I think we worked off the calories, to be fair, with the amount of running.
Do you know
around.
What? Maybe we did. I'm still not going to weigh myself now for another few days, which I look at will be grand. But no, honest to God, what an absolute laugh. So hopefully we'll have to do it all again now sometime. And talking about Christmas and stuff, are you nearly set for Christmas? Do you have your tree up and on?
It was my full blown intention to get the tree done yesterday. Mm. That didn't happen. But we did clear the place out, brought down the tree, put the tree up. Put on the lights and I decided I want more lights, so we're getting more warm white lights, but there's no point in putting the decorations on if you're going to be putting more lights on. So that's the tree is there. It'll get done. We might even do it tomorrow. And then I have this gorgeous plant pot that I saw. It's beautiful. I'm going to take a picture of it. Big fat jolly Santa face plant pot. I got one for outside my door and I was chatting to the guy that works in the shop. He told me they're going to be reduced tomorrow, so I'm going to go back and get a second one, and I'm going to have two of them, one on either side of my door, because I have little trees to go in them, and I'm going to put fairy lights on them and light them all up, and my wreath is out on the door. So look, if by this weekend, if all I get done is the tree, the wreath, the little plant pots, that's enough. And when I come back from my travels, I'll start banging up the rest of the stuff.
Because it's so hard, isn't it, when you go, I'm going to put up the tree. It's not a case of going out and whacking up the tree, because you have to clean.
Oh, no, hours.
I have to clean the sitting room, put away the, I say, put away the toys, essentially shove them into the sideboard or something. And then I started cleaning windows and all there a while ago because I was hanging my stuff up on the windows. So literally, I still have no tree up, but I have things stuck on the windows. I have a little belting outside the front door. And my hall, if anyone knocked on the door, no, I can't even ask anyone into the house. It's just full of...
Oh, sure, tell them. You said Lorna came to collect me. Lorna collected me. And the minute she said she was on the way, I was like, you're not coming into the house. There's no other way. I was like, I'm really sorry. I just have to be completely to the upfront here. There's no fucking way you're crossing the threshold of that door because it looks like we've been muggled. Like,
but
I was
you
like,
know
I
what,
cannot,
though? I love that, though, because you're my type of woman because I'd be the exact same as that. And there's no point in going, oh, I'll just run out there now because I'm super busy. Like, say it straight. I'd be like, no, you're not coming in. Tough shit, take me out and shit. You're off to New York now soon, aren't you?
This will be my first toy show I could still catch it. So I'm traveling on Friday, and New York is 5 hours behind us here. So let me think. So the toy show will be on at about 4:30 in the afternoon over there.
Oh,
so I mean we could still watch it, but I think I won't. I think I'll get Dave to record it
when
I come home.
Watch it with
Hugh. But this would be my first one to miss now. And I tell you now, if Turbicky was presenting it, I wouldn't have gone to New York.
Of course not. And come here, saw the news about Tubbs now this week, didn't you? He's off to Virgin. He has a ma. Do you know what? I think I have a brilliant Dublin accent since being up there.
The only thing is I'm listening to you going, is she copying? Is that meant to be me?
I'm a troll. Audrey was getting her makeup done right now. I have to tell you this quickly. Audrey was getting her makeup done right, and she literally looked in the mirror. Chloe said, look in the mirror. Then I don't even think Chloe invited you to look in the mirror. I think you were just weak for yourself. So she turned around and she was like, I'm a trophy.
I was like,
I'm a trophy.
Look, the image of her.
Oh, stop it. Audrey, you're gassed. God almighty. Like, of course, that was a running joke then. All night, it's like, I'm a trophy. But you don't talk like that. You have a posh Dublin accent.
I thought so. I thought I had a neutral accent.
You know, like, there's the thick Dublin accent. Like, you don't have that.
Well, there was two boys sitting at our table. One was from Talla and one was from Clonsilla. And then they heard me because I'm very bloody loud. But your man had a thicker Dublin accent than me. And I said to Lorna, come here, now that you've listened to him, do you think I'm posh? But of course, your man heard me saying that because I speak very loud. And his fella, the one from Clonsilla, he was like, no. No, you're not posh. I was like, well, I didn't mean posh. Generally, I just meant posher than him. Apparently not, no. But I would have thought.
I know you are, but there's some things that Dublin people say. I don't say, like, speaking Dublinese or what, like. But you know the way you say, I'm going asleep. That's not how you say it. I'm going to sleep. That's one of the little things now that drive me bonkers now, because I'm a little bit of a nerd with words. When I hear people saying, oh, the baby's gone asleep. And I'm like, oh.
Gone asleep. Oh, yeah, I never thought about that.
You need to educate now the rest of Dublin. I'm going to put up. I was going to say maybe the rest of the country is wrong, but no, we're not. I'm going to put up a poll actually. Do you say going asleep or going to sleep?
Hang on.
Because I think that's only a Dublin thing. The baby is going asleep or the baby is going to sleep.
How I go asleep? Asleep is a word.
Oh, asleep is a word. It's an I am asleep. Not I'm going asleep.
No, like asleep is a word. A-S-L-E-P. Yeah. Asleep. Yeah.
The baby is asleep. But you don't say, yeah. I'm going asleep. Maybe you do. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
Oh, listen. Listeners know on Instagram will have to settle this, right? I'm going asleep.
Honestly, I don't know. Christmas, yes. Generally, my tradition for Christmas is Christmas needs to begin before the toy show. That's for me. Yeah. Because to be honest with you, it's such a pain in the hole, like getting everything organized, that I want to get at least 5-6 weeks out of it if you're going to put that much effort in. So the tree will go up now. And when I get back, I'll bang everything else up then when I get home.
For some reason, I feel I'm very late this year.
I
feel I'm very late. Normally, I'm a lot more organized. Like, I don't know, like, my mind still thinks it's September. I don't feel it's like the end of November.
Well,
going into December,
I do feel like the last few weeks are after flying in.
Absolutely.
From the time the kids went back to school, you're right. It's just gone so fast.
Oh, it's madness.
And I haven't, have you, I know you said you were going to take it easy, but I haven't a present bought for nobody. I'm kind of thinking I'm going to go away and I'll pick up a few bits when I'm abroad, and that'll be a bit of Christmas, because, oh, I'm obsessed now with the Walmarts and the Target. But like a lot of the stuff that Hugh likes, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and stuff, they sell all that there. So I'll probably pick them up a few bits and hopefully help Santa to get things organized. But what other traditions do we have? So we always have Christmas up before toy show. Advent calendars, do you do them?
Not really. Like, they're here. Like, we have an advent calendar from Charlie. It's a really cool one. Actually, his aunt got him. It's a wooden one, and there's little wooden drawers that you pull out every day. So we put like proper little treats in there. But sure, he'll just go keep opening every drawer like we do it. So we kind of, we have to monitor that, like, but we keep filling up the little chocolate coins.
Lovely.
We do that, all right. But no, not really. Like we never have turkey for Christmas dinner.
Really? No,
we don't have turkey. I'm not a mad fan of turkey. I think turkey is fine if you can eat the turkey when it's just out of the oven. But you know, turkey dries up so quick and it kind of goes to shite afterwards.
We had, my mom made, was it last year? She made a beautiful turkey curry. And I swear, I'd never had turkey curry before, and it was gorgeous. It was really lovely.
Mm. Yeah, we normally get steaks. Now, I know one year, this was before Charlie came along, like, we were a bit fond of ourselves then. And we were like, do you know what? Now we're going to go in and we get real decent steaks. Now, right, so we went into the English market and we got these, I never even heard of them, right? Porterhouse steaks. They're like big steaks, right? They're like, we each had like a cow's arse cheek. This is the only way I can describe it, right? And it was savage. I think it came to, they were like €50 for two steaks, but we were like,
oh, wow,
it's Christmas. This time now that Charlie's here and all, we'd be like, put them steaks back.
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, chips. But yeah, no, that's our kind of tradition. We never had turkey. Like, I always had it when I was younger and at home, but since I moved out myself, we were our first couple of Christmas, and we were like, you know, we actually don't really like turkey. And I know other people in that would have lamb Christmas instead.
Well, full disclosure, despite being married now 14 years, I've never made a Christmas dinner in my entire life. And my mom is mammy to everybody and feeds us all Christmas dinner.
That's lovely. I think that's lovely then that you all go together. Like,
we all do Christmas in my mom's. But she does everything. She's brilliant. I mean, she does everything. Now, my contribution is usually I'll try and at least let me buy the groceries, because I'm brutal. I'm terrible in the kitchen. And even if I wasn't, she wouldn't let you in. She's one of those mammies that says she has to do everything by herself. But at the same time, wouldn't let you do it anyway. So I'll lay the table and I'll try buy the groceries and stuff like that. But she's deadly. She'll make full dinner for Christmas Day, full dinner for Stephen's Day, and she'll do another one for New Year's Day.
Stop, does she? That's brilliant.
And she's famous for her Christmas stuffing. I know Freddie Flossie, I talk with Grace on here every now and then. She makes a Christmas stuffing very similar to my mom. It's like a sausage meat stuffing. Oh my God. And we all love it. We're all addicted to it. But she will only make it at Christmas time, because she always says if she was to make it more often, it wouldn't be as special.
Yeah.
So when I get my mother
actually has, you know, her special Christmas stuffing as well. And for years, come here to me. It only came out a couple of years ago. Like, my brother's always like, I'm just going down there and get a bowl of the stuffing there that the mother makes, like, blah, blah, blah. And they said, what's the stuffing you're on about? It's a box of Country Kitchen. You know,
she's cheating.
Yeah. Oh, you're cheating for years. And your man is like, Jesus, I love the mother stuffing. Like,
That was sentimental value. Yeah. Sentimental my mom's value. So when I was pregnant, you know yourself, you don't have much of an appetite. And then Hugh was born on New Year's Eve. And on New Year's Day, Mam brought me in a big chunk of the sausage meat stuffing, two slices of white bread and a bit of butter. And when I tell you, it was savage. The nicest thing I think I'd ever eaten, because I'd had no appetite for so long.
Yeah.
And this was mouth-watering. So my mam does her Christmas stuffing. We try, she does the best trifle, but every now and then, me or my nephew or whatever, we'll take a bash at doing a trifle. We do it and people eat it, but they're just humouring me because they don't like it as much as they like me and Mam's. Yeah. And well, my dad, years ago, the way it would have worked for us at Christmas, my mom wouldn't be big into going to mass or anything like that. She never was. So on Christmas morning, we'd all do Santa. We'd have something to eat. Then we'd put on our Christmas best. And my dad used to take us all over to mass and my mom would be at home getting the dinner ready. So unfortunately for us then with COVID, that was my plan, that when I would take everybody out to mass and leave mom there and come back. But then COVID happened. We managed to, actually, funny juices, the COVID memories, we managed to get tickets for Mass. Do you remember? We got tickets for Mass.
No.
2020.
What?
Do you not remember there was you had to get tickets to go to Mass. There was like limited numbers of seats in Christmas Day Mass in 2020. It was like the All-Ireland final. And I got tickets to go to Mass. And we got dressed and went to Mass on Christmas Day. But it's hard now. They're not interested in Mass anymore. I really have to work hard to get them to go to Mass. Because when we were kids, the tradition was, here's how my Christmas would go. Get up, Santi, bedlam in the house. Dad would bring us all to Mass. We'd come home then and we'd go see my nanny O'Hagan, which was my father's mother. We'd go see her early, because she would leave then and go with one of his sisters and she would go to have dinner with them. Then we'd go see my other nanny, and that was fucking crazy house. I have 33 cousins, 33. People smack me the way I say 33. 33 cousins on that side. And my nana lived in like a terraced house, and there would be, it was like a game. It was like that clown car where people were just going in and you were wondering where they'd been squeezed out the back door, because there'd be like crazy, and you're always allowed to bring a toy, whatever you got. You could bring one thing with you to your nanny's house to show off to all the kids. And like the teenagers would be there with like their Discmans and their fucking Game Boys, or the younger kids would have, and the noise, you'd never hear noise like it. It's like you went into a house and it's like, ring, ring, ring. He's at the break of that. I swear to good Jesus, I'm telling you now, I'll get Sandy to come back down from that North Pole, take it on, take the batteries out of that, and there'd be just bedlam. And then we do nannies, and then after all that we would go back to the house and have our Christmas dinner. You'd be exhausted, but it'd be a wonderful day. Not so much now. We don't visit, because Christmas is in my mom's. We don't go anywhere else. We just go to mom and everybody comes to her. It's not like years ago where we go around the houses, everybody comes to my mom's house. What do you do?
We, like, when I was younger, more or less kind of the same as that, basically. Honest to God, I think maybe it was just an Irish household thing. So, you know, get up, have the Santa, blah, blah, blah. I used to go to Mass then as well, but we used to go and collect my grandmother, and she used to come to Mass with us. And I always get such, like, I'm not religious now at all, and I don't go to Mass, right? But I always felt the Christmas Mass is lovely.
Oh, it was magic. No, it's, me too. It was like, it is special. Or
There's something about it. It's lovely. And I haven't gone in years. And sometimes I'm like, I'd like to go now just around Christmas, but then I'm like, you can't really be a hypocrite now, like, you know,
come here, there's no one going to stop you from going in if you want to. There is something very special about it. And even when I did go, and you see the other little kids in their Sunday best, their Christmas best, you know, even the little dresses.
But it was even that, remember when you were younger and you got your Christmas outfit and you were the bee's knees and your hair done and everything. And you weren't allowed to touch those clothes until Christmas, like your brand new clothes, new shoes, everything.
Your little pink leather Clark shoes.
Do you know what? It's a shame, actually, that kind of things aren't like that so much anymore now, you know? I don't know. Oh, it was lovely when you think back of it. But we should actually, I'm going to put up on Instagram there as well, how we'll have like a little, tell us your memories of Christmas and stuff and your favorite things or little flashbacks to what you remember.
Whether people are into it or not, the toy show does generally mark Christmas in Ireland. Yeah. It just does. I'm not hearing otherwise. So I reckon maybe next week we'll do a big Christmas special. I want to hear about everybody's Christmases, whether you did your childhood Christmases in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, whatever. Give us your Christmas. What did your Christmas day look like? What you woke up, what happened? Santa came. Where did you go? What did you do? Your little traditions. Did you get brand new Christmas pajamas? Because I know matching pajamas is a new thing. We didn't do that.
Oh, I just bought mine. I was in Dunn's there during the week. Charlie got his, they have these gorgeous red kind of, you know, the fluffy pajamas, but they have them in adult sizes as well. So of course I got my matching pajamas for Christmas. We always do this. But some people
don't
like
that.
Did
you when you were a kid?
Oh, not when I was a kid. No. This is just like our own tradition now that we start like getting the matching pajamas. Now, I don't have the toy show pajamas. You know, they're all over pennies.
Yeah.
I don't ever have them, but I definitely would have the Christmas pajamas on for the toy show. Definitely. Like, are you into the... You definitely are into the matching pajamas.
I am like a marketer's dream. You know, but like, but do you know what? I find my toy show pajamas are a little bit like my Dublin jerseys because I have Dublin jerseys in the wardrobe there. the oldest Dublin jersey I have, I think, goes back from the 90s. Doesn't fit me now, but I still have it.
Yeah.
And I love like having a selection of 90s, like all old. And with the toy show, I'm the same. So I don't buy them all every year, but I have like a mismatch. So we'll all be wearing some kind of toy show pajama, but it could be from last year, the year before, the year before, the year before, whatever. But I think that's kind of cool. I like kind of collecting the little bits. And so Hugh has brand new toy show pajamas for this year, but we don't.
But like, for coming up to Christmas, then you'll definitely get the matching ones, will you? Oh yeah, I love
and then actually, you were just about to say it there, and I'm sorry because I cut it off, but go on, you're going to talk about the Owl Karens on Instagram.
Oh yeah, so I saw, actually, I think you had posted something about that. There's a lot of people that take great offence to the matching pyjamas. Offence to it, like, and they don't like it, and they think it's sad, and they think it's stupid. But I mean, that's your opinion, but like, I don't see what harm is that? Are we doing? We're having fun, and the people go, "Oh, here, John, posting on Instagram." No, so what? Just ignore it. You don't have to like it. Leave people alone. There's a lot worse going on in the world now than, you know, Lorsy there having her matching pajamas. Like, you know what I mean? On it. Honest to God, I wonder why people do that though. Like, just leave people alone. Like, what? Jesus, what is it really interfering with your day so much that you feel you have to comment or be putting up a post being like, oh, sick of seeing all these fools with their matching pajamas.
Matching pajamas, or like the kind of sneering, or if you've gone out for whatever reason, if you spent €1,000 on your kids for Christmas, that's nobody's business but yours. And if you spent €100, €5, €20, whatever it is, it's just nobody's business. Like, I hate when I start to see these kind of sneery things like, oh, that's OTT, that's all for the gram, that's so false, that's so this, that and the other. Look, I get great pleasure in gifting. I'd be generous. Like, I love giving people things. Like, I get as much enjoyment out of seeing the look on somebody's face when you give them a gift. So it's nothing got to do with the gram. In fact, anything I give in my mom's house would never be on Instagram.
But that's
anyhow,
the thing, like, as well, Audrey. I genuinely don't think that everyone posts every single thing. Well, maybe they do. No, I don't actually. Like, for Christmas, if you think, like, I'm not going to take a photograph of every present I get, like, and put it up on Instagram.
That's a young thing. That's when you're younger and you know, you got the perfume from the boyfriend and you're like, oh, look, he got me DKNY. You know, like, that's age.
Even as a mother now, right? And obviously to an autistic child, like, Charlie, I know Charlie won't be getting a load of toys and stuff like that purely because he just has no interest. Now, Charlie would be more interested in Play-Doh, things like that. You know what I mean? Like little sensory toys and stuff. So like, whereas people think that you should have so much, like a room packed full of toys and stuff, you learn as you go on, like in the years. Well, he was probably the same. There's no point spending an absolute fortune on things that he's going to look at for 5 minutes and then go, so no, please don't get me wrong. Of course, I'm going to get him toys and stuff as well. But I'm not going to go mad because I know myself, he's going to have no interest in them. So I'm not going to get him just because it's the expected thing to do, you know, or to ask Santa for toys.
I've said to him in the last 4 days, what do you want for Christmas? And like on one day, he's like, oh, I want the turtles, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, grand. Like, I said to him yesterday, what do you want for Christmas? And he goes, a trampoline. I was like, what? A trampoline? Yeah, okay. And what else? Oh, a Paw Patrol garage. I'm like, no, hang on now, son. You never mentioned Paw Patrol and trampoline. But what? Like, so it's changing every day now. Yeah. That's why I'm glad I haven't gone and done the big shop because he's not even four. He's changing his mind every time he sees an ad on the telly. He doesn't know. And another thing I often think of, my mom's house, it can look as though there's loads of presents. But the thing is, we all celebrate Christmas together in that house. So we all gift from that house. So it's everybody's gifts are in that house. Yeah. So I don't know. I just know people bother me when they start getting past remarkable and sneery. And is it there's just a mean spirited streak in some people. Don't be watching anybody else. Just focus on yourself. Have a good Christmas yourself. And don't be minding what anybody else is doing because it doesn't concern you. You know, it's not going to make you feel any better to know what's going on in somebody else's household. So if you're not into matching pajamas, that's grand. But don't be putting down people that are. If you're, you know,
like,
whatever your budget is.
I suppose it's a bit, right? And it's a bit like Black Friday, right? Black Friday and all these cyber sales, Instagram can be very annoying because it seems that everyone is
too much.
Add. But at the same time, I wouldn't go on following someone because of it. Because, like, you know, you have to understand that this is probably their job as well, or, you know, they're getting some sort of an income from it. But I can understand why it would be annoying. But then again, I've never put up a post to be like, I hate this, I'm unfollowing this one because she's annoying me, putting up all these ads and stuff. Of course it's annoying, but I don't see why. Just leave them off. It's only for Black Friday. It'll be over in a couple of days.
That's it. What's actually bothering me more than Instagram is emails, because obviously you sign up for whatever email when you purchase. And oh my God, I like just delete the amount of it, because I am a fucking shopaholic, you know, and the emails are flooding my inbox and I'm like clicking on things. I'm like, stop it, stop buying things. My house is swimming in stuff that either is not getting worn or not getting played with. I'm like, God, just stop.
Dear, thank you. And you know what I find? I don't have room in the house. Like I do this podcast from my, you know, the box room that's literally turned into Audrey. If I took off the blurred background here.
Oh no, I'm in the corner.
Like, I have arranged now, right? I have all the teddies there behind me. I have a printer, I have a filing cabinet, I have an armchair, I have so much crap, right? That's just this room. Then I have my spare room, which you can barely get into. And then toys. Yeah. And I'm just here I am now, just after going, like, I'm not going to buy any toys for Charlie because you won't play. But you know, past me didn't know what I know now. So like, I was buying everything. And then when he shows a little interest in some toy, I think as well, I got a bit too excited. And I start, you know, if he showed an interest in Sesame Street, say, then I'm going, oh, I have to get Elmo, I have to get Cookie Monster, I have to get
Abby. Yeah, I do that.
You know what I mean? And that's just excitement as well. Like, but after a while you go, my God, the house is full of shite, like.
Oh, my house is full. And you've seen the shite I brought in my suitcase to see you the other day. Not only am I a dope for normal things, I love novelty crap. So like Mrs. Claus outfits, elf outfits. Like, I have things that flash and light up. And you've seen my electric picnic wardrobe, it's off the scale. Yeah. Like, I am such a magpie for random
shiny
things.
And you're like, right. Yeah.
If Hugh shows excitement in anything at all, even for a moment, dinosaurs, boom. Let's get all the dinosaurs. Let's get the posters, the bedclothes, so Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, Jesus, we'll have to get them also. Yeah. Like, I'm the same. And it's hard not to, because I get great pleasure out of seeing the excitement and the joy on his face.
Yeah.
But I know in the long term, you'd argue you're not doing him any favours, but it's very hard not to see a child get so excited and be so happy about
something.
Yeah,
but then the other thing I think as well is that I know my child is so, so good. And he's not, do you know what I mean? And I think, well, he deserves it, like. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I'm royalty. It's not like I'm spending hundreds or thousands on him. Do you know what I mean? Like, but fully believe that he deserves everything, like. So I don't care.
Oh, well,
and when it comes
same,
to
like
cleaning out the toys, right? I cleared out two black bags of toys right there the other day. And that's only now I hadn't even, like, hit the surface of the toys. And your man hasn't looked at these toys for 6 months. And, of course, when I went to come out, straight in, picking stuff out and playing with them, having a hooly with them. So then I should be strong and go, no, they're going. But then I'm like, oh, I love that now. I think I'll keep them. And it could be a box of some of the tiny, tiny little figures that, like, he gets a great kick then of just holding it up and emptying it out. So they go everywhere. Stuff.
But I put sentimental value on everything, which is why I'm borderline hoarder, because I'll pick something up and I'm like, oh, but Mom got him that. Or something else. I'm like, oh, but we got that. Remember when we went to like Tato Park and we got him there? I can't throw that away. And so
I can't do, Audrey? And this is going to sound mad. I can't throw out his clothes. You know, clothes.
No,
clothes,
I have all of them in the attic.
Literally.
And I went mental. And also, I can't even give most of them to anyone because I went insane on the personalized stuff.
Yeah.
So I just have Hugh on absolutely everything. And I cannot throw them away. And some of them, though, what I did is I start putting them on as teddies. So like little cute t-shirts and little cute baby girls. Like, there's all sorts of teddies wearing a Storm Hugh and...
Or the dressing like, gowns. Yeah, Paddington has his dressing gown on there inside.
Yeah.
But I find, especially the baby clothes, cannot, like, I get emotional, like I start crying, like I had to get Terry there to bag up clothes before, like I was like, no, I can't, like, I just get very emotional.
I have a brand new cot upstairs, and I mean brand new, still in the box, never put together, for the second child that I was going to have.
Yeah,
there in the attic. Yeah, I had the Silver Cross buggy that could turn into a double buggy in case I had two of them close together and I was going to have, but I get rid of nothing, I sell nothing, I don't. Now, Tig, my nephew, has benefited on a few little winter coats and stuff like that. He's got a few bits. But if I have any sort of like sentimental attachment over the thing,
it's staying there. Yeah.
It just stays
there. Audrey, I'm the same. I still have the cloth. Yeah. I have the Moses basket. I have the co-sleeper. Now, truth be told, he was in the bed with me anyway, so I didn't even need to have these. That's not the point, right? Can't get rid of them. That Moses basket is brand new. I don't think he's maybe once or twice, like, he was in it. but like brand new, can't get rid of it. Have my little rocking chair there that I've probably sat in twice since I had it.
Yeah. And or no, remember somebody gave me, you know, the chair that you're supposed to put them in and like they bounce. And I remember putting them in the chair and I was sitting on the couch looking at him in the chair. And then I was like, I can't justify him being in that chair if I'm just sitting here doing nothing. So I took him back out and I just walked around with him. Like that child lived his first, I don't know how long, on my chest, like just in my arms or on my chest. I wouldn't even lie him down. And then I'd give out like, because he wouldn't sleep during the night. So how could he? All he knew was being up in the arms and on the chest. Like, but I tell you, I genuinely
do you know what? Nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. No, I don't either. And you know what? And I suppose people go, I hear people going like, oh, it's grand now to get away from the kids, blah, blah, blah. I genuinely miss my child something fierce. Like, I missed my child overnight there. Like, I couldn't wait to get home the next day. I was like, my God, I miss him so much. Like the sun, it actually does, this is a fact, shines out of his backside. It actually does.
Well, you know the way, I don't mind if I know that Hugh is with Dave. That's okay. But I've seen when couples go away and but in a way I'd feel so guilty. I'd be like, the two of us can't be here.
No.
I'd leave him at home.
No.
Like,
we do know that, that's never, just
my brain is like,
since we had we've never been away together.
Sure, even with Electric Picnic, we went down and back. Like, we never stayed over because I'm like, oh no.
It feels abnormal now to not have him with you. Like, I couldn't imagine now going away without him. Like,
I feel mean if the two of us went and left him somewhere. I'd be like, no. And even with weddings, actually, we had a friend's wedding and Dave drove home afterwards. I stayed over because they were my friends and he left. And so we've never I don't think he's ever stayed an overnight in. No, he hasn't. Not without one of us.
Yeah.
Because we're like, no, I can't do it. So. Yeah, there you are. Jesus, right. How long have you been here now?
I haven't a clue. But come here to me. Tell me who's the hottest bald man in the world.
So apparently, according to Google Analytics, they said that Prince William is the hottest bald man in the world right now. Because his name, this made me laugh now. When his name was Googled, it was Googled alongside words like shirtless and naked, but I wonder, was it also Googled alongside the
pegging?
I don't know. That's Prince William. And then I'd say your man apparently is finding it quite amusing, but Patrick Dempsey has had a bit of resurgence in popularity and at 57 years of age has now been crowned the world's sexiest man. But we were just saying there, I think it's in large part because on TikTok it's showing little snippets of Grey's Anatomy, and so the whole McDreamy thing is kind of trending over TikTok.
Look, dreamy, but I don't see the attraction for him to be world's sexiest man. I wouldn't go that far. Like, he's all right. Like,
I never fancied him, but now that I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, he does have lovely eyes. He does have lovely eyes and a nice expression.
It's so probably now him, you know, it's probably Dr. McDreamy that you fancy more than Patrick.
The character, I'd say that's what it is. I think so. And what other news did I have there? Oh, just that poor old Holly Willoughby is apparently not in a good place, according to our bestie, Keith Lemon. He's been texting her and she's struggling at the moment. So God love her. And I hope she'll be okay. Thoughts and prayers.
But is she coming back for Dancing on Ice in January? And is this kind of to build up the story?
To lead her back in? I don't think she'll be back.
She hasn't said that she was coming back or not. She hasn't said she's not coming back. Now, I would assume she's not coming back because, I mean, if you've given up this morning, you think you're, especially with the kidnap threat that we have heard absolutely nothing else since, you know, I'd be gone out of showbiz for life if it was me.
Here's what I think. I think she's not going to be back on Dance with Ice. I think she'll bring out a book next year that'll be some kind of a tell-all biography, spilling the tea on this, that and the other and stuff that she's encountered over the years, because actually there's a lot of old Holly Willoughby clips surfacing on TikTok as well. And Holly Willoughby is a beautiful woman and she was always very, very attractive. And so there's these old videos of her that are cropping up. I think she was on what was the name of the show? She was on like a pop culture, I can't think of the name, some kind of pop culture show, and beautiful, but where she'd be wearing belly tops or whatever, and they'd be throwing water on her, and she'd be kind of topless. Now, she was not topless, see-through
yeah.
top. And now she was kind of leaning into the sexy thing back then. In fairness, she would have been 21, 22, 23,
yeah.
24. Drop dead gorgeous and all the rest. So I would imagine we're going to get a biography that'll talk about the darker side, how she felt maybe pressurized into doing certain things on TV that she wouldn't have liked him to do. La la la, we'll get a biography. There'll be a bit of juiciness in there, a few little dark secrets. And I'd say she's moving towards possibly having her own show, or maybe even a podcast, because podcasts, apart from ours, apparently are quite lucrative. I'd say we're getting autobiography and then we're getting own show, either own radio show, own TV show, or own podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Maybe. Come here. Have you watched I'm a Celebrity yet? Started last night.
I missed last night. Yeah, I'm going to watch it tonight though.
I'm going to be a day behind. I probably won't watch it tonight either, because I'm going to go to bed. But tomorrow night I'll catch up. So anyway, look, we better finish it up there. And so what we'll do is maybe we'll pop it up in our Instagrams as well, if you want to send us in your memories of Christmas, you know, and go full on memories now, what you wore for Christmas.
I love nostalgia. So yes,
nostalgia. So we'll do a nostalgia Christmas episode now next week. And when are you off to New York again?
I'm going on Friday, but we will record this even on Thursday, and we'll pop it out then following week. Yeah.
Brilliant. So go on, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.